Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rick Sutcliffe. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Derek Lee. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Willie Banks. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McLemore hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Lee. McLemore reaches second base with a double. Anderson moves to third. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch misplays the ball. That's an error on Knobloch. Anderson scores. McLemore moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McLemore scores. Baines moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McLemore. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Mack scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to third. Harbeck moves to second. Dave Winfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Puckett scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 2, Twins, 2. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harper hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pagliarulo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a pop-up into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McLemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lee strikes out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seghi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Winfield hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Winfield reaches second base with a double. Harbeck goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Twins. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Winfield scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Pagliarulo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui strikes out. 1 out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoyles moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett strikes out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mears moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mears moves to third. Lee moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mears scores. Lee moves to third. Knobloch moves to second. It's 6-2, Twins. Alan Mills now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Winfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seghi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarulo strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoyle's is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoyle's takes first base on ball 4. David Seghi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seghi is 0 for 2 in the game. Seghi takes first base on ball 4. Hoyle's moves to second. Mike Trombley now pitching. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Reynolds strikes out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with Mills covering, for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McLemore strikes out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Twins. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Winfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reynolds scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Puckett scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seghi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoyles strikes out. 1 out. David Seghi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seghi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seghi hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Brad Pennington now pitching. Jeff Rabule pinch hits for Mike Pagliarulo. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mears is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mears bunts in front of the plate. Hoyles fields it and throws to first for the out. Rabule moves to second. 1 out. Dave McCarty pinch hits for Derek Lee. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCarty strikes out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McLemore. Mack reaches second base with a double. Rabule scores. It's 8-3, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing third base. Dave McCarty now playing left field. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabule fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McLemore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Anderson scores. It's 8-4, Twins. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Devereaux moves to third. Jack Voigt pinch runs for Harold Baines. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.